The governor announced Friday that the Illinois State Fair in Springfield would be canceled this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. That also applies to the DuQuoin State Fair in southern Illinois. The last time the State Fair was canceled was in 1945 during World War II, and before that, the Civil War. And a year without the State Fair for many of us means a year without our favorite State Fair foods. Ken Vose joins us now. He's the owner of Vose's Concessions, known to generations of fairgoers as Vose Fine Food and Drink. And their corn dogs have been a State Fair staple in Illinois for decades. Ken, welcome to the 21st.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I'm already sort of a little sad that I'm not going to be able to get my corn dog fix this year. Or maybe we'll figure something else out. I don't know. But I want to know from our listeners if there are State Fair foods you look forward to. You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455. So, Ken, how long have you and your family been selling corn dogs at the State Fair?
Well, this year would have been 54 years, and don't look like we're going to make that one. And so hopefully it'll happen again in 21.
Sure. Now, if people aren't familiar, and I realize that most of our Springfield listeners probably are familiar, but for those who are maybe outside, your setup is located right across from the grandstand, which is where all the concerts are. It's where the horse racing, the auto racing is at the fairgrounds. And, you know, politicians come to the fair, musical acts. I'm wondering, you know, have you ever, you know, what's your best corn dog story in terms of memorable people you might have served at the state fairgrounds?
There's probably a lot of them, but we've served, there's a lot of entertainers who've sent over for corn dogs, and we've sent corn dogs over to quite a few different ones. And, you know, last year, one of the guys from Shinedown came over himself, and a couple years ago, Eddie Montgomery came over and got one. We've sent some over to Leonard Skinner.
Sure.
A couple years ago, and so there's been, over the years, been quite a few different ones that had them, and that's probably the stories I've got. I mean,
yeah, sure. So how were you feeling when you found out the State Fair would be canceled this year?
Oh, pretty sad, just like all the other vendors out there. I mean, it's a big part of our life, and when we get to see people that we haven't seen since last year, and all the customers that come back every year and bring new ones along with them. So it's going to be hard to go through August without the fair.
And do you agree with the governor's decision to cancel it?
I don't know. I'm not in favor of it. I think they could have worked around some things, in my opinion, but, you know, that may not mean much to some people. But no, I don't know. I think it had a shot, and maybe they should have went for it.
Hmm. So have you ever missed a state fair in the past? You said 51 years, was it?
It would have been 54 this year.
54, excuse me, yes.
Yeah. No, nothing's ever come about to cause it not to be there. So we've been there every year.
Hmm. And so last question for you. I wonder if people cannot, you know, they're not going to be able to get a Vose's corn dog at the state fair this year. Do you have any recommendations of how they might be able to get their fix?
Well, we've been open on weekends out there at the state.
Oh, you have? Okay.
And, yep, and through July we're planning on opening Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from about 11 to 3. So people can come out and get a chance to get one. And we'll be up in Mechanicsburg on the 4th of July for their festival. So, yeah, people will have a chance to get one yet, you know, through the July and some of August.
All right. Well, I guess all is not lost if you are hankering for a Vose corn dog this year. Ken Vose is the owner of Vose's Fine Food and Drink. Ken, thanks so much for being with us on the 21st today.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for today. I want to make another pitch for joining our texting group, Text the 21st. We've been hearing interesting things from you, our listeners. It is informing our coverage. You can join us by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, the word is TALK to 217-803-0730. should also subscribe to our podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One, anywhere you can find podcasts. Just search for The 21st. Our program is produced by Libby Foster, Anna Casey, and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan is our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.